Pesach night, we say in the Haggadah that the three main mitzvahs are Pesach, Matzah, Umaror, and we explain why we perform all of these mitzvahs. The Korban Pesach, of course, is only Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash HaKayim is not shaykh to bring a Korban Pesach. Even when there was a Heter Bomas, even when it was permissible to bring Korbanos on a Boma, but there's a pasuk that says Verish, that you're not permitted to bring a Korban Pesach on a Boma. So the Gemara says that that goes on Bizman Heter Bomas, and the Rambam counts it as a separate Issa, that you're not allowed to be makor a Korban Pesach on a Boma, afilu Bizman Heter Bomas. Yeah. So Bizman is obviously we don't have any.
Assuming that you have the Malkum HaMikdash today,
yeah,
and we would have we would have a Bama. Assuming the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be built, but we would have the Malkum. That would be considered a Bama.
No, a Bama means before they were Mekadesh, the Malkum of the Beis HaMikdash, before they built Shiloh, or after the Shiloh was Charev, there was a Heta Bama. People were permitted to build a Mizbeach anywhere they wanted to in Eretz Yisrael.
Right, so then they brought
They could bring korbanos wherever they wanted to, but except they couldn't bring chayvus. Chayvus akavu lahem zman they couldn't bring. They couldn't bring tamidim u'masafim, and tamidim u'masafim can only be korev on a bama gedolim, not on a bama tana, bama sikha. And chayvus akavu lahem zman, like a korban pesach, has to be brought up in our pesach also. You're not allowed to be makriv on a bama tiyachid, only on a bama sikha. So bizman is obviously there's no korban pesach, that we know. Moror, the Gemara says that Bizman Hazeh Moror is only the Rabbon. That's the Gemara towards the end. Kuf Chof Amin Aleph, quoted a few times. Omar Rove says Matzah Bizman Hazeh Deraisa, Omar the Rabbon. That's Kuf Chof Amin Aleph. Moror is only the Rabbon and Bizman Hazeh. Why? So the Gemara says it's based on a Pasuk, that the Pasuk seems to imply that you only have Moror when it's Bizman Korban Pesach. Bizman Deleka Pesach, there is no Moror. Yeah. The Rav used to point out that he thought that there was a pretty obvious that there's a fundamental machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam how to understand this Gemara, that Morav Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanim. So the Rambam writes, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Arach HaZok, he writes Vayichas unmistakably, you can't reinterpret anything, he writes Mefurish. He's only from the three mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, he's only going to count two of them in the Minyan HaMitzvah. He's going to count Pesach and Matzah. And Mora doesn't exist as a separate mitzvah. Mora is only a hechsher of the tisra. Mora has a lashon early on, Dr. Tzadik Aleph, I think, that Mora is called hechsher of the tisra. That's the way to enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. You, the Korban Pesach, it is Dr. Tzadik with Mora. The Gemara has such a lashon, hechsher of the tisra. Dr. Tzadik Aleph, around 10 lines from the bottom. So the Rambam writes he's not going to count Moror as a mitzvah because it doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. It's only the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Bishleimus, is to eat it in conjunction with Moror. What about Matzah? The Pasuk says, Al Matzah Simron Yochluhu. You should eat it. You should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with Matzah Moror. So doesn't the Pasuk seem to say, sound from the Pasuk that Matzah is also shared the Pesach? That Gemara and Daf Tzadik HaMenal says that they're both, Gemara says that Matzah and Moror are both hechsher de tischa. The Gemara there is talking up some interesting halacha. A person set aside $100 to buy a Korban Pesach. And then he succeeds in buying a Korban Pesach with less than $100. So what does he do with the leftover money? So the Gemara suggests the possibility they should use the money to buy matzah and maror. What do you mean? It's a hegdish tikka money. So the Gemara says, no, it's okay. The matzah and the maror is hechsher de tischa. That's also for the purpose of enhancing. It's like it's part of the mitzvah. So the Rambam writes Kimat Beferish that Afilu Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash HaYakayom, if a person is not eating Korban Pesach for some reason or another, either let's say he's a chayla, he can't eat a kazayit Korban Pesach, or he's in prison in Siberia, whatever. They're not going to give him any in prison wherever.
You can eat Korban Pesach anyway.
Huh?
In Siberia, you can't eat Korban Pesach only
at
Purim.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say a person is in prison somewhere and he's not going to be able to get Kazai's Korban Pesach. Or he's Orel, Tomei, Derech Lechaiko, whatever, all these people. Benechar. So the Rambam writes that he's only Mechuyev to eat Matzah. He's not Mechuyev to eat Moror. Matzah is also Hechsher with the Tischa. So that the Gemara says, no, there are two psukim by matzah. There's one pasuk that says, on matzah simram yochluhu. That's the way to enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is by eating it with matzah mar. Then there's another pasuk, Be'erav Tochel Matzus. Be'erav Tochel Matzus is HaKosuk Vo Choyva, a separate, in addition to serving as Achshere the Pisco, that enhances the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, it also, matzah also exists as an independent mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So that's what leads Robert to say on Daf Kuf Chof and Manalach, that matzah b'zman hazeh deraisa, because it exists as an independent mitzvah also, but Mara doesn't exist as a separate independent mitzvah. Mara is only Hechsher with the Pisco. It's only for the purpose of enhancing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Matzah is also to enhance Korban Pesach, but matzah has an additional kiyum as well. Yeah. That's what Rabbi says. That's what the Rabbi used to point out. That's what the Rambam says the Feirish. No two ways about it. However, he used to point out that Tesis on Chav Ches on the day seems to hold the Feirish not like the Rambam. Because there is a Gemara on Daf Chav Ches on the day that says four lines from the bottom. The Pesach says in Chumash Kol, Oral Yechol Boy. An Oral is not permitted. Man who doesn't have a Bris Milah is not permitted to participate in Achilas Korban Pesach. So the Gemara has a drasha, a deal, bohu dein oichel, aval oichel hu b'matzo b'mor. When it says, kolo el oichel bo, it's a niyut, the oral is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, but he still is mechuyev to eat the matzo b'mor. He's mechuyev to eat the matzo b'mor. So Tosfos asks Akasha, what do you mean he's mechuyev to be mal himself and to eat all three?
Yeah.
To eat the Pesach, the matzo, and the mor. So what do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, so Tosfos says it's already late in the day, and it's too late to be mal himself, or it's too late to be makriv. There's a machlekes hatanai where they can do a milu shloim bismano. The fellow's obviously bar mitzvah already. If he's talking that he's mukhiv and pesach matzah mar, so obviously it's not a milu bismano. He's not on the yom hashmini. It's already 13 years later. So there's a machlekes hatanai. Can you do a milu shloim bismano balayla? But it's leil pesach. Milu shloim bismano is not derech yontif. That for sure is not. So it's already too late to be malim. It's in the middle of the night of Leil Pesach. And,
why can't you say that it's just a mere jingle of tefila?
What do you do first?
Which tefila? I mean, a goy. A goy who wants to convert needs tefila too. Let's say it's a Jew. Let's say it's a Jew, yeah. A Jew who just never had a bris tefila.
Or a goy who became a guest.
A goy became a guest and didn't have the tefila, so he's still a goy. He's still a goy.
He got called loco.
He can do the tefillah nevod yom. Also, he's not supposed to do the tefillah the shen ger. He's not supposed to do on yom tov because you need a bezin for ger.
Isn't there a
certain
standard that the ger can either bring a korban on Pesach
time?
I have Pesach. You want to qualify
yourself,
you should do this.
The
korban
should be.
The Mishnah has a machlokes b'shem and b'sul. What's the din if a ger was nizgayer on Erev Pesach? Would we some in Atari, he's Jewish and he can participate in korban Pesach. So there's a machlegis b'sham and b'silah. B'silah said we don't allow him, the Rabban, we wouldn't permit him to participate in the Korban Pesach. Because up until the time that he was Nizgayer, he's not Mekabel Tumah. He can go to all the funerals he wants. The Goy is not Mekabel Tumah. So he may think, he may remember, that last year he was Nizgayer on Erev Pesach after going to funerals a whole day long, a whole week long. He went to Levayas, and the rabbis allowed him to participate in Korban Pesach right away. So he'll think this year also, next year, next year, next year, he'll think, oh, you can go to all the funerals you want, and then bring the Korban Pesach the same day in the afternoon is no problem. So that's why the Beis Hillel made such a gzeirah, that a parish min ha'orla, a parish min ha'kever, that one who is a gersh and is gaya, the Erev Pesach, we wouldn't permit him to be makav a Korban Pesach. Gzeirah mederabbanim. That's a gzeirah mederabbanim, yeah. So here the Tosfos has the comment.
Doesn't the Pesach say, ask the Krav,
Pasuk says, "V'chayogirit chinger l'darasech, and yosef pesach l'Hashem." Says if a ger converts, it doesn't say when he converts. Doesn't say he converted on Erev Yontif. He converted a week before Yontif. On the level of the right, even if he converts on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, he still drinks Korban Pesach. It's only Agzer Midrabbonim that the Beisilul are afraid that he'll remember next year that that's the stunt that he did last year. He went to funerals and right away he was makriv the Korban Pesach. He will forget that something happened in between the funerals and the Korban Pesach. He was Nizgayer in between. So that changed everything. He wasn't Mekabel Tumah Kol Zman, he was a Nachri. So he's Tohar. So Tosfos has this comment on the Gemara. What do you mean, Kol Oral Lo Yechol Boy? An Oral is not permitted to eat Korban Pesach, but he is Mechuyev to eat Matzah Nemar. What do you mean? Is Mechuyev to be Mal himself to bring Korban Pesach also? What do you mean? So Tosfos says, no. Hocham Askinon, it's already late at night, Leil Pesach. we wouldn't permit him to be mal, even though milush ledes mana. Even if one tana holds milush ledes mana, it may be done by Lila, but it can't be done on yontif. And milush ledes mana is not deicha yontif. So he cannot be mal himself leil pesach. So he's stuck. The carbon pesach is out of the question. It can't be makar the carbon pesach. Nonetheless, he's still mechuyev to eat matzah tomorrow. That's how Tesis reads. Because Tesis says he cannot say that it means that he's permitted to eat. He cannot say that it means he's really a shegis. This oral is really mechuyev to be mal, and he doesn't listen. He doesn't want to be mal himself. So the Torah says you're not allowed to let him eat the carbon pesach, but you are permitted to let him eat the matzah tomorrow. You're permitted to let him eat. Tesis says, you can give it to a guy, you can give it to the dogs also.
Yeah.
The Taisa says that doesn't make any sense to say, Oichel hu b'matzah mara means that he's permitted to eat matzah mara. No, it means that he's mechuyev to eat the matzah mara. So here the Rishonim point out this problem. What do you mean he's mechuyev to eat mara? But if you say like the Rambam, that mara is only, doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah, mara is only hechsher with the tischa, it's only for the purpose of enhancing the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach, like dipping the meat or the chicken into sauce, mayonnaise, or ketchup, or something like that. Yeah. So if that's what it's like, it's a mitzvah of hechsher with the tischa. So the oral who's not permitted to eat karban pesach, why? How can you say that it's mechuyev to eat mara? So the Miri quotes that some Rishonim have a girsa without mara. They have the girsa bahu deino echel, avalechel hu b'mara. Avalechel hu b'matzah. That's all. Avalechel hu b'matzah. He's mechuyev to eat matzah, but he's not mechuyev to eat mara. And others have the girsa, no, avalechel hu b'matzah mara, that he's mechuyev to eat matzah mara. The Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Karban Pesach. He says he's permitted to eat matzah in the mara. But he doesn't say he's mechuyev to eat matzah mara. But Tesis reads, what is mechuyev to eat matzah in the mara? So Tesis obviously thinks that mara also exists as an independent mitzvah. So if it exists as an independent mitzvah, why is mara b'zman hazeh the rabbana? Why shouldn't it be minatara b'zman hazeh? It's not only hechsher with the tischa, that's correct.
And
like matzah, well, both hechsher with the tischa and a separate mitzvah. So mara is also hechsher with the tischa and a separate mitzvah.
It's not an extra
mitzvah. The at that time, it can be used, but he can't use it.
Oh,
but
apparently,
that's how
Tesis understood the Gemara. That's how Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. That's apparently how Tesis understood the Gemara. That Mara Bizman is that the Rabbana means Bizman the Lekka Korban Pesach. Bizman the Lekka Korban Pesach, then the whole Mitzvah Mara doesn't exist, even as an independent Mitzvah. Bizman the Ike Korban Pesach, so it's both Hechsher with the Pisco, and even if you eat it without a Korban Pesach, it can exist as a separate Mitzvah. But Bizman the Lekka Pesach, then the Mashmos of the Tzukim is that the whole Mitzvah Mara doesn't exist at all. Here is a shadow that the Rosh touches on. Is it necessary to eat a kazayis maror or not? Yeah. So there's a gemara before, in the last text, there's a gemara that talks about eating a little bit of maror now and eating a little bit of maror later. Ochel ha-chatzoyim. So the gemara says, if you didn't pause from the beginning till the end, tech kedei achilas kras, so then it's mitzarek yachad. But if you paused in between, so you didn't need the full kazayis pesach de'achilas pas, and it's not mitzvah. So you see from the Gemara that it's necessary to eat a kazayis. If you yaitze with a mashu, so what do you mean? You need a shir tzirah pesach de'achilas. What are you going to eat pesach de'achilas? A mashu. You yaitze with the first mashu. So you see from that Gemara that talks about achala v'hatzayin. It's really a Mishnah. The Mishnah says beferish on daf lamed tes amen aleph, and the Mishnah says eli yerokish anim yaitzim hem dechavas v'pesach. The Mishnah lists off which vegetables are acceptable for maror. That says beferishim, it's tar from the kazayas. You can have a little combination of one vegetable, another vegetable, a third vegetable. As long as all together, all the vegetables add up to a kazayas. It's in the first in the Mishnah that you need a kazayas.
They all have to be bitter vegetables, or any vegetables.
The Mishnah has five vegetables that are acceptable. The Mishnah has five vegetables that are acceptable. The Yerushalmi says that the vegetables are listed in descending order of importance. That preferable is to eat the first one. And second best is the second. And third best is the third one. If you can't get the first, then the second, then you get the third. So the first one, chazeris, we know what chazeris is. Chazeris is romaine lettuce. It can't refer to normal, regular lettuce, because bizman ha-tanaim, in Eretz Yisrael, regular lettuce didn't exist. That's what they documented. They didn't have regular, what we call iceberg lettuce. They didn't have that. They had what we call today romaine lettuce.
No, you can't. You don't get New Zealand rice.
Oh, it just doesn't grow. Yeah.
The market only.
So that's a shaila. Some of the rabbanim in our generation feel that the regular lettuce is sufficiently similar to the romaine lettuce that it should also be acceptable. The Mishnah is not talking about regular lettuce; talking about romaine lettuce. But some hold that it's the same. Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, you got to get romaine lettuce. He thought that regular lettuce is not acceptable. You have to have romaine lettuce. So that's the first min that's mentioned. Then the other min in... regular lettuce. Rabban Kotlel, the regular lettuce is just as good as the romaine lettuce.
Because it doesn't have bugs.
It doesn't have the bugs, so it's better. Yeah.
Romaine lettuce comes from that bugs.
Yeah. So the romaine lettuce, we know the first one. The others, we're not so convinced about. So in some commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, they say that the second vegetable that's mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Lametes is a horseradish, is charein, tamcha. That's what the Achareinim say, that tamcha is charein. And others say that that's impossible. You read the Gemara. The Gemara said the first, that it's a leafy vegetable. Right. It's not a root at all. It's in Gansu. They explain why one of the Talmidim in Yeshiva 35 years ago published a whole essay about it. Now he's a professor in Eretz Yisrael. And they reprinted his essay in Hebrew. And they all enjoyed them. They're looking for chumras. So he published an essay where he explained that he thinks the whole thing is mamash a mistake. That the horseradish, they started to use horseradish at this in the 1200s and the 1300s when they lived so close to the North Pole that this season of the year these vegetables didn't grow. None of the vegetables grew. So they took as a substitute the horseradish, but it's really not at all, it's not bitter at all. It's sharp. Sharp and bitter are two different things. Either lettuce is not bitter either. The lettuce neither sharp nor bitter. So the Rishonim asked Akasha, how can romaine lettuce be considered the mehudadika form of lettuce? It doesn't have any bitterness to it at all. So Yishalmi answers, no, if you would leave it in the ground longer, we cut it off early. If you leave it longer, it will become very bitter. So therefore what? So we assume, therefore, that's kaveh that this is a min of maror, and therefore you're yaitzeh, even if you cut it off early, and even if it tastes normal. The Chazanish disagrees. The Chazanish says, no, the Yishalmi meant to say, if you leave it in the ground longer and it becomes bitter, then you can use it. But if you cut it off early and it's not bitter, like all the romaine lettuce, all the lettuce that we eat, then the Chazanish holds that you're not yaitzeh. But the Minig is not like the Chazanish. He used, I think, romaine lettuce that sat in the ground longer until it became bitter, and then he ate it. Bitter I hate. Then he ate it. So there's a Mishnah that says Beferis that you need a Kazayah. So that's the question, why did the Rosh wake up? The Rosh doesn't have the comment on Daf Lametes. The Rosh has it in Arvit Sochim, and the Gemara has the price of Acholo Lachatzoim. Acholo Lachatzoim means you ate a little bit now, a little bit later. So the Gemara says that it's Mitzaref Yachat, provided that you didn't pause Tachidei Achilas Pras in between. I think it's somewhere over here, maybe. It should be a Kuf Yudalit on the base. I'm not sure. So that's the Shaila. Why did the Rosh raise the question? It doesn't say the Farish and the Mishnah that you need a Kazayas. Where's the Bryson? Right in the middle. Yeah,
Kuf Yudalit.
The nine.
In the middle.
Where it says Vashko.
Yeah, where it says Vashko.
When you don't have
Kappa, then you use it. It's another question, but they need a Kazais for Kappa. It's a different question.
But if you're using Mara instead of Kappa, when you don't have Kappa, right, you want to use Mara to replace the Kappa. It makes the Dracha feel smaller.
It's a different question. No, he's not. The Rosh is not talking about that. The Rosh is talking plain. You eat Mara. You have something else. You have potatoes for karpas, whatever, something else. And then you have Mara for Mara. So the Rosh says, from this Gemara you see that you have to eat a Kazayas. What do you mean from this Gemara you see? It's a Mishnah, Daf Lametes. Why does he need this Gemara? Why does he have to wake up over here? It's a Mishnah. So I thought one could say the following. I thought one can say like this. The Mishnayis, we can never tell whether any given Mishnah was written Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, or in the days of Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, or after the Korban Bais. You never know, like the Mishnah says, you gotta have Shnei Tavshilin. On the Kaira, you have to have Shnei Tavshila. The Gemara says that that's only after the Churban Abayis. Zechel and Migdash. But Zman Abayis, you don't need Shnei Tavshila. You have the Chagiga, you have the Chagiga, and you have the Korban Pesach. You don't need Shnei Tavshila. So, you have a lot of Mishnah. Some are clearly Lachar HaChurban, some are clearly Bizman Abayis, and some are Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Abu Dram points out. That the Mishnah in Zelma Koyman says that the Chatos is Nechel Lefnim and Akloim. Lefnim and Akloim? Lefnim and Akloim was only in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Mishkan. That's an ancient Lashon. The Mishnah is a Mekayman, is a Mishnah Keduma from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have different Mishnahs. It's hard to determine sometimes which Kufa it comes from. So I thought perhaps you can say like this. Liyoylam, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes could be that it's written Acha Churban Abayis. Morav is Manazed, the Gemara says is Lav Deraisa. Let's take the Rambam Shita. Morav is only Deraisa when it serves as Hechsheri the Tiska. If it doesn't serve as Achsheri the Tischa, then it doesn't exist at all. Yeah. But this man is there. Midirabbanan, you have to eat more. So Midirabbanan, what do? They said it's Achsheri the Matzah? No. They invented more as a mitzvah b'shnei atzma. Zechel amigdash. Oh, zechel to the more that used to be zechel amigdash. So this man is there, that more is only the Rabbanan, and it exists as an independent mitzvah. So you understand? Do ein achilat chusim b'kezayis. So you understand that this man is there, you need a kezayis. Because it's an independent mitzvah b'fnei atzma v'achilus mor. But b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, and the mor was their ice. See, not eating mor as an independent mitzvah achilah, according to the Rambam. Not like Tesis. But b'zman hamikdash, it was both an independent mitzvah and hechsher the tisla. No, if you go like the Rambam, the b'zman hamikdash mor didn't exist at all as an independent mitzvah achilah. It was only the Torah hechsher the tisla. So I could have argued the point and said, one could argue the point and say that you don't need a kezayis. When do you say ein achila p'chusim kezayis? When you need a mitzvah achila. If the mitzvah achila is miskayem is with this, you have to eat korban pesach. Rochus habasa balayla zeh. Ein achila p'chusim kezayis. You have to eat matzah as an independent mitzvah achila. But more, it doesn't need an independent mitzvah achila. You eat the korban pesach and you dip the korban pesach into more. You have to eat it in conjunction with mar. So one could have thought that perhaps you don't need a kazayis or mar. So that's what the Rosh points out. The Rosh points out, no, you need a kazayis or mar because the nusach habrach is asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilas mar. The Rosh happens to point it out on the last parak on Kuf Yudalit over there. Not that you see anything more from the Braisa there. The Braisa talks about achol al achatzoyim. I ate it a little bit now, a little bit later, so if you ate a tachkede achilas pras, vacha lo yashe ben achila l'achila, yoyse mikede achilas pras.
So why
are you having kind of the achila, the achila, the achila, the
achila,
the achila, the achila, the achila, the achila,
the achila, the achila, the achila, the achila, the achila, the achila, I just made a suggestion, just the opposite from what you want to say. I suggested maybe this mancha based on the Shayakayam, you didn't need a kezayis, because there's no mitzvah to eat more. There's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, and to have tomorrow in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. On the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, they say, this man abayis, maybe you didn't need a kezayis. This man azay need a kezayis, because the chachomim, after the Korban abayis, the instituted more is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So if the mitzvah is achila b'fnei atzma, then you need a kezayis. So perhaps that's what the Rosh had in mind. Perhaps the Rosh thought the Mishnah that says you need a kezayis was composed after the Churban Abayis. So that's why you need a kezayis. And the Rosh is pointing out, not only do you need a kezayis b'zman hazeh, afila b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, and the Mora didn't exist as a separate mitzvah. It's only achshev de tischa. That's a question, what bracha they said. We'll have to get to that. The Rambam talks about that. How many brachas they said. So maybe that's what the Rosh means, that since you say the bracha, al achilas marar, so that's why you need a kezayis. That's a simple reading of the Rosh, that because you say the bracha, al achilas marar, that's why you need a kezayis. The Shagasaryeh quotes this Rosh, and he finds it very difficult. He says, why did the Chachamim compose a nusach al achilas marar, and therefore require of us that you should eat a kezayis? If the Rosh thinks that you really need Karadin, you wouldn't really need a kezayis. So let them compose a nusach habrocha, mitzvah smara. Who tells you to say a nusach al achilas? Mele to require a kezayis, because ain't achilut chutz mikezayis. Zog al mitzvahs mar, and you won't need a kezayis. So the Shagasai says that the rush doesn't make any sense. So that's what prompted Rav Soloveitchik to suggest the pshat tung fakir. That's how you started to say. Rav Soloveitchik said pshat in the rush tung fakir. The Mishnah on Daf Lamites goes when Mora was there. The Mishnah was composed bisman abayis. Not like I wanted to say lakarakur. Bisman abayis that Mora was there. Raisa sabadi needed kazayis. I but it's not an independent mitzvah sachila. Who cares? You have to eat morer, so it's also governed with the rule of ein achilat chus mikazayis. The Rosh is only raising a question, bizman hazeh, that morer is only the rabbanan zecher lemikdash, that maybe he can be yotzi with a zecher less than a kazayis also. Bizman hazeh, it's not that there's a mitzvah sachilat. Is the pshat that the rabbanan bizman hazeh they were masakin a mitzvah sachilat morer? Or they said, no, bizman hazeh, you should make a zecher lemikdash. The way to make the zecher lemikdash is by eating the mor. So if it's only a mitzvah of zecher lemikdash, it's clearly zecher lemikdash, everybody agrees. It's zecher lemikdash. But the question is zecher lemikdash the reason? Is that what motivated the Tanoim to institute the mitzvah of achilas morer? Bizman hazeh? Oh no! You want to make a mitzvah of zecher lemikdash. Zecher lemikdash is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, commenting on the pasuk in Yirmi, it says, Tzion darish ein lo. Mechalal de bayad rishi. You're supposed to make a zechel amigdash whenever possible. So maybe the fact that we instituted, the Tanoim instituted after the Churban Bayit Sheni, they instituted a mitzvah of Morah Bizman Hazeh, maybe that's not a mitzvah of Morah Bizman Hazeh, maybe it's only a mitzvah of Zecher. If it's only a mitzvah of Zecher, then who says that you need a kezayis? If it would be a mitzvah of Achilas Morah, then you would need a kezayis the same as Bizman Abayis. We're gonna have to get to Hillel. Yeah, but we today make a zecher lemikdash. We'll have to get to that. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik, just to finish off, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. The Rosh brings a ride like this, not from the nusach of the bracha that you say, al achilos morah. No, the ride is from the nusach of bracha, so the Shagasari is right. They should have composed the nusach al mitzvos morah. Why'd they include the word al achilos morah? In order to require of us that we should eat a kezayis, what kind of a tircha zoga compose a nusach al mitzvahs mor? It'll be enough with less than a kezayis. He says, no, the Rosh didn't mean to bring a raya from the nusach ha-bracha. The raya is from the fact that the bracha exists bichlal, period. From the fact that there is a bracha. Bizman ha-migdash avada, there was a bracha al achilas mor. We'll get to it. The Rambam talks, we'll get to it in a minute. Avada bizman ha-migdash, there was a bracha al achilas mor. And avada, you need a kezayis. Ain't achila chusim a kezayis. Doesn't matter whether you need achila b'fnei atzmo or it's a hechsher de pischa lemaisa. You have to have achilas morer. So ain't achila chusim a kezayis. But bizman hazeh, the Rosh is wondering, maybe it's not that mitam zechel amigdash they instituted a mitzvah of achilas morer. Maybe the whole mitzvah is zechel amigdash to make a zechel amigdash. And you're not becoming the mitzvah of morer midrabban. You're becoming the mitzvah of tzion darish ein lo. So for that, the Rosh brings the rife and the fact that there is a bracha. We all have haggadahs, and we all still continue to say the bracha al achilas morer, even bizman hazeh. Why? If it's only a mitzvah of zecher lemikdash, so the zecher yimekayim b'machshove. And the Beis Yosef has a klal, whenever there's a mitzvah that you fulfill, belay, v'chay b'salvavis, that has no ma'aseh ha-mitzvah, then no bracha is recited. The Beis Yosef says that by Bitl Chomet, by Bichas HaTorah, he says, if a person is Mahara B'Divrei Torah, so then the Mechaber writes he doesn't say a bracha. Or the Beis Yosef writes over here, when a person is about to be Mevatlis Chomet and Menatorah, that is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, and the rice of Bitl Belev Sagi. So the Beis Yosef says, you don't say a bracha on Bitl Belev. You only say a bracha when you do a Maisa Mitzvah. When there's some kind of a Maisa you do with your hands, with your feet, with your mouth. You do some kind of a pula, but just to be maharer and to be yotze mitzvah of chayvus alvavus, kiyam mitzvah balei, so there's no maisa mitzvah, so no bracha is recited. So that's what was fetching the Rosh. Why do we still continue to recite a bracha, any bracha? Why do you say a bracha at all? Amar bizman hazeh. Why don't you say it's only a mitzvah of zecher? In the mitzvah of zecher, there's no maisa mitzvah, so you shouldn't say any bracha. So the Rosh has his araya that zecher lamigdash is only the reason. That's what motivated the Chachamim to institute a mitzvah of achilas morer. Mitzvah of achilas morer, why do you say a bracha? Once you say it's a mitzvah of achilas morer, of course you need a kezayis. That's how the Rav suggested pshat in the Rosh. But bottom line is, however you learn pshat in this Rosh, bottom line is that both Bizman HaMikdash and Bizman HaZeh, you have to have a kazayis of Morat. That's what it seems to be in the Rosh. The Shad is, do you really say a bracha? Bizman HaMikdash, do you really say a bracha? Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos HaMitzivanu V'al Achilas Mor. So the Rambam talks about that in connection with the Machlokes Hillel and the other Chachamim on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph. There was a Machlokes. Hillel lived, the Gemara says in the first Perek in Shabbos, Hillel and Shammai were contemporaries. They lived 100 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. They were eating Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. So Hillel was of the opinion, the Gemara has three shittas. So one shita was that you have to eat Al Matzah Simron Yachur, you have to eat it together, Bikricha. If you eat it separately, you're not Yaitse. You have to daf eat it together. Al Matzah Simron Yachlu means together with. Al Matzah Simron means mamish, all together. The other Tanoim insists, no, if you eat it together, you won't be Yaitse a thing, because Mitzvah is Mevat Mazu Azu. If Alit, let's say, Alit, Al Shmiran, heavy layer of peanut butter, Tominish.
Jam.
Al Shmiran, jam. Started,
you,
okay.
You
okay, Shmiran said, huh? That's a good question, whether peanuts is good. No. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuv in his sefer whether you're permitted to have peanut oil. So years ago, it's a W to us, still now. Years ago, there were famous rabbanim, and now good as rabbanim, used to give a hechsher on the peanut oil, plant the peanut oil kosher paper. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, how can you give a hechsher on peanut oil if its kidney is? So he says, well, first of all, there's a question whether peanuts are kidney is or not. I feel in Tim Salem that it is kidney is. Not everybody agrees with the Ramah. The Ramah writes that whenever you have some kind of a vegetable that's clearly kidney is, so even the shemen, the derivative, the shemen that comes out of the kidney is also may not be eaten on Pesach. And other Achrayim disagree. They say, no, that the shemen are yetzim and are kidney is, he may eat. So Moshe says that since it's sort of a sex fake, and maybe the peanuts is not kidney, so maybe even if it is, not everybody agrees that the shemen is osir. So he says, it's okay. You can use the shemen from the peanuts. That he did eat peanuts on Pesach. I don't know. Remember when I learned in Yeshiva, we had a Rebbe, Rabbi Fishman, Zochanu Rav. Passed away a long time ago. So he said he never heard that peanuts were kidneys until they were in China, in Shanghai. So he said that the guy who used to sweep the floors in the Beis Medrash where the Mir Yeshiva was learning, the guy came in the middle of Pesach and he was cleaning up and he started screaming, hummets, hummets. They didn't know what he was screaming about. So he said, where's the hummets? He kept on pointing. They said, where? They didn't know. Till he came over and he touched the peanut. They said, that's hummets. He never heard of it before. He said, that was the first time they ever heard that there was an issue on peanuts. Okay. Okay, so let's say a person wants to have a matzah with a heavy layer of jam on it. So the Gemara seems to say that you're not yotze. If you eat the Korban Pesach with the Dvar Harshuas, let's say I'll take a dip, the flesh of the Korban Pesach into mustard. I'll dip it into ketchup. I'll dip it into some mayonnaise or something. So the Gemara seems to say if you dip enough, if you just have a little bit, it's okay. But if you dip a lot in, so then the Gemara says, "Asi dvar hashus, mevatel dvar mitzvah." That you're not yet to the mitzvah. And the same thing by the matzah, and the same thing by the morah. If you eat the pesach matzah or the morah together with the dvar hashus, so you're not yet to. You have to eat a mitzvah tachila. You have to eat it separately. What if you eat the pesach matzah and morah all three together? So Hillel says that's the only way to do it. If you eat it separately, you won't be yet to. And the Chachamim disagree. They say, no, you cannot eat it all together. Just like if you eat a Dvar Hoshus together with a Dvar Mitzvah, so you're not Yotze the Mitzvah Sachila. So even if you eat together three different Mitzvah Sachila, Pesach, Matzah, Umar, their opinion is that Mitzvah is Mevatla Zu Azu. Each Mitzvah is sort of in competition with the other Mitzvah. No Mitzvah recognizes the other Mitzvah. Each one is egotistical and says, I'm the only Mitzvah that exists in the whole world. So if you're going to eat Pesach, Matzah, Umar, so from the perspective of the Pesach, you're eating two other things that don't belong over here. It's also a Heilige Zach. It's also a Mitzvah. No, from the perspective of Korban Pesach, Mitzvahs Karban Pesach doesn't recognize the other two as mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Matzah doesn't recognize the other two, Marah and the Karban Pesach either. Each mitzvah looks from its own perspective and isn't greater as the other mitzvahs in the world. This is Mevatel Azu Azu. So that was the Machlokes Hillel and the Chachamim. No, it's a shayla. How do you read the pasuk? Ow. All of Mate Menashe doesn't mean they're on top. It means somachloy. So you can say al matzah semram yachlu b'somachloy. You should eat the korban Pesach in conjunction with matzah mor b'zeach hazeach hazeach. One after the other after the other.
The mor was to enhance the taste of the Pesach.
Not to enhance the taste of the carbon. I gave as a poor marshal like we dip the food into ketchup. That's a poor example. Hechsher de pischa means that it enhances the fulfillment of the mitzvah of carbon pesach. Like you have, let's say, chalitza. So the mitzvah of chalitza b'shleimus is chalitza with rikike with the kriyas of psukim. You don't do all three b'vasach, you do b'zeach, hazeach, 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 a whole seder advar. So if you'll only do the chalitza sandal alone, the yivama will remove the sandal. So you'll be out to the mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. If you do with the rikike and with all the kriyas of psukim, then you'll be out to the mitzvah b'shleimus. So that's in a certain sense the rikike with the kriyas of psukim is echshere de chalitza. That enhances the mitzvah of chalitza. So here also it doesn't necessarily mean that the matzah and the morah have to enhance the flavor of the karm pesach. It enhances the mitzvah of achilas karm pesach, and now it's considered a mitzvah more b'shleimus than if you would have had the karm pesach without the matzah and the morah. Yeah, maybe we'll talk about it soon. Maybe we'll get to it soon. So here on this Gemara, the Gemara has three shittas. That's how the Rambam read. The Gemara has three shittas. The one shita is Hillel, that you only eat if you eat all three together. The Pesach, Matzah, Umar, that's how we read Al. Al matzah mam yachlo means al mamish all three together. If you don't eat it together, you're not yotzei. What do you mean you're not yotzei? It won't serve as achshere de pischa. It only serves as achshere de pischa if you eat them all together. If you eat the korban pesach, you don't eat the matzah and the mor, you're still yotzei the korban pesach for the yedder. But it won't serve to enhance the mitzvah of korban pesach. You can only accomplish achshere de pischa if it's all together. And the chachamim disagree and they hold no, that's teignish, because mitzvahs mevatel azu azu. It's considered like eating a Dvar HaShus with a Dvar Mitzvah. Then the Rambam passes like the third sheet in the Gemara that it's optional. If you want to, you can eat all three together. And if you want to, you can eat each one separately. Everything is optional. So then the Rambam writes, what's regarding the Nusach HaBrocha? What kind of a Brocha do you say when you're about to eat the Pesach Matzah Mor? So he says, if you're going to eat it separately, the Pesach separately, the Matzah separately, the Mor separately, then you say a separate bracha on each mitzvah sachila. Hashir kedushanim b'sas of tzivanu al achilas ha-pesach. Hashir kedushanim b'sas of tzivanu al achilas ha-mor. Each one separately. And if you're going to eat it together, then he says that you say one bracha. Hashir kedushanim b'sas of tzivanu al achilas matzah ha-mor. That you say one bracha all together, everything together. That's the Rambam holds that brachas are only recited in the, because we raised the issue before, we said, the Rosh says that you say a bracha on the Mora, both Bizman Hazeh and Bizman Hamikdash. You always say a bracha. So that's the question is, he may not necessarily say the bracha, Sheikh Kedushana B'mitzos of Tivano, Al Achilas Mora. The Rambam says sometimes you'll say that bracha, and sometimes you say, Sheikh Kedushana B'mitzos of Tivano, Al Achilas Matzah Sumerari. When you're eating it together, because the bracha is determined by how many Maisa Mitzvah there are. If you do everything with one Maisa Mitzvah, then you only say one bracha. If you do it with separate Maisa Mitzvah, then you're going to have separate brachas. That's the shalit. What is Afi Kaiman all about? It says, the Gemara says that Bizman Hazeh, you have to eat some matzah at the end of the meal. What is that supposed to represent, the matzah at the end of the meal? So there's a big machlokes harishonim. So the Rashbam in the Tosfos writes that the Tosfos on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, their opinion. The Rashbam writes it over there also that the Iker Mitzvah's Matzah is at the end of the meal. When we eat the Matzah in the beginning, when we say Asher Kedusham Satona Achilas Matzah, we really have in mind not to be Yotzi then. We don't want to be Yotzi. I said, why do we make Hamotzi? Why do you say Hamotzi at the beginning of the meal? You always say Hamotzi at the beginning of the meal. You don't want to say a separate bracha on the flesh and on the vegetables and on the there's no lokshin on Pesach night, whatever. whatever you're going to have, yeah, whatever you're going to eat in the middle of the meal. So you don't want to say a separate bracha on everything. So you say hamaitzi in the beginning of the meal. Fine. We understand why you say hamaitzi, but why do you say hashikadashana b'mitzvos of tzivano? Halachilas matzah, if you have kavana b'dapke shalom lotzei, if you want to eat the matzah at the end of the meal, so why do you say the bracha halachilas matzah? So that's what the Rashbam and the Tosha say, that the Gemara has a svara, la'acha shemila kreisa, that's the top line of kufta zvava menala. Chizda says a svara, la'acha shemila kreisa hemenu choyza mevarach aleho. Question mark, it's me, does that make sense? That first he's going to eat matzah in the beginning of the meal, he's going to say amoitzi. He's not going to say halachilas matzah, because he has kavana shalolotzis. Why in the world does he have kavana shalolotzis? Why doesn't he want to be ate to the mitzvah's matzah in the beginning? No, because we have a Mishnah that says, Eim aftir nacha pesach afi koimon. You want to have kadesh yehei tam pesach b'fir. Achavir is a mitzvah. You want that there should tam korban pesach should remain. So bizman shebeis amigdash ha-yekayom, and you ate all three, the pesach matzah and the maror. So the Rambam says by far the korban pesach is the most important from all of those three. So bizman amigdash you want to have kadesh yehei tam korban pesach b'fir. So you have to eat your korban pesach at the end of the meal, at the very end of the meal. Bizman hazeh, there's no korban pesach, so you only have two mitzvahs left. You have the matzah and the mor. Of the matzah and the mor, which is more important? So the Rambam says by far the matzah, because the matzah is the raisa, and the mor is only the rabbanus of bizman hazeh. That mishnah, that ei matir nacha pesach afi kaiman, no longer applies. We don't have a pesach. So by us, the din is kadesh yehetam matzah b'fiv is ei matir nacha matzah afi kaiman. So the meila, you have to eat the matzah at the end of the meal. You don't want to be able to say matzah at the beginning of the meal. If you eat in the beginning of the meal and then you eat the whole meal, then you won't be yaitzeh the matzah. You want to have tam matzah b'fiv, so when you say hamaitzeh in the beginning, you have in mind not to be yaitzeh with matzah. I don't want to be yaitzeh with this. I want to have tam matzah b'fiv at the end. The Rav added on, let's say a person is allergic to matzah. He's not allowed to have this. Some people are mamish or something stuck on it. If he's only allergic to wheat, then he can eat matzah from one of the other meaning. From oats. They advertise in the newspaper they have matzah from oats. The Mishnah says on Laman Hamad Aleph, you can make matzah many one of the chameshis mini dogim. The Ramo quotes the Maharil that the minig is that you make matzah only from wheat. So the Shaila is alright, the minig, but if a person is going to get sick, so he still has to be medactic, that he has to eat dafke from wheat. So in the Minchas Yitzchok, from dying wife, from Deira Haredi, if he has a tshuva, yes. Even if he's going to get sick, he's mukhiv, that's the minig, and that's the minig. Shvera tshuva. If we have to get sick over the meaning of eating matzah, the fasta says certainly not. If you have a brewer to eat this matzah, that matzah, so we have a minig to choose to eat the matzah from wheat. But if a person is going to get sick, the fasta is certainly nishmukuyah. He doesn't vote any mokir, this is what he thinks. You're not allowed to be mishan in the minog. The fasta says certainly not.
Well,
yeah. No, some people are very sensitive. They'll get, some people as mamish as tafik sakana. And other people, it's not a suffix sakana, but they'll break out in the hides and whatever, they'll get sick. So, you can eat matzah from all kinds of meat. Let's say a person is allergic to all these grains, he's not allowed to eat any of the forms of matzah. He's not allowed to eat. Not allowed to eat, not allowed to eat. So suffix sakana, so you're not mechuyev. You don't even, Moshe writes in the Tshuva, you don't even need to have a suffix sakana in order to patter yourself in the mitzvah of matzah. Let's say the person knows in advance that if he's going to eat matzah, he'll be sick and he'll be throwing up and he'll chreis of vomiting, he'll be laying in bed for a couple of days. The Ramay Shapatsman is also not mechuyev to fulfill a mitzvah sesay if you know that by doing the mitzvah you're going to get sick. In order not to violate a loy sesay, that's not enough if you know you're going to get sick. So there the din is, you're only permitted to violate an aver when there's at least a suffix sakana or worse. Anything less than a suffix sakana, you're not allowed to violate a loy sesay. But in order not to have to fulfill the mitzvah sesay, you don't require that it should be so serious a circumstance that it should be mamash a tafik sakana. If you'll become a chayla, shame a sakana, the Ramosha and many pasuk before Ramosha also say that you're not mechuyev. So let's say a person is not allowed to eat, bizman hazeh, there's no korban pesach to speak of. A person has a serious allergy, a serious condition. He's not allowed to eat any of the minim of matzah. So he's left only with mora. He's allowed to eat mora. So the Rav thought, a davar pashut, he has to eat the mora at the end of the meal, he's not allowed to eat any dessert after, kadesh yehei tam mora b'fiv. Why? We want to have
something for the
bizman that you have to eat, pesach matzah umar, so you have no choice, you can't have tam pesach matzah umar, whatever one you're going to eat last, that's going to win. So the Rambam writes such a lashon that Pesach is the Iker, so you have the Tam Pesach the Thief. His man said there's no Pesach, so the Matzah is the Iker. If a person Hatnishkin Matzah, he's not allowed to eat Matzah, so that you have to have Tam Arab the Thief. So that's what the Rashbam and the Tosfos say. You gotta eat the matzah, bizman hazeh. You gotta eat the matzah at the end of the meal. Bizman hamikdash, not necessarily. You have to eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. But bizman hazeh, we have no Korban Pesach, so the matzah has to be at the end of the meal. Aye. Why do we eat matzah in the beginning of the meal? You always say hamaytzi, in order not to have to say, all the other brachas. But when you eat the matzah at the beginning of the meal, you have kavanah shalolot says, not to be Yitzhak it is, because you want to be Yitzhak Dafki at the end. So the question is, do you say a bracha al achilas? Do you say the birchat ha-mitzvah al achilas matzah? Do you have a mind not to be Yitzhak? So the Rashbam and the Tosfos say, based on this Gemara, the top line of Kuf Tezvav, yes, you got to say the bracha because of this svara, psanu svara. After he's already eaten so much matzah, then all of a sudden he wakes up at the end of the meal and he says the bracha all of a sudden. No, he has to say the bracha in the beginning, even though he has a mind not to be Yosef. So that's what the Rashbam.
Yeah.
So then they would hold that you need a kazai, but one kazai would certainly be sufficient. You need a whole kazai, because that's the ike mitzvah of matzahs at the end of the meal.
According to Hillel, so, he said you have to eat the matzah bowl all together, so maybe you should have to eat all three again to get it. If you have the time, that's the whole ike mitzvah, all three together. So maybe you should say you have to eat all three together since you have the time of the whole thing.
Yeah, I think Hillel held you have to eat all three together.
At the end.
Yeah. I think so. According to Hillel, you have to duck eat all three together.
Isn't that why we have us from the way we have it?
We're going to figure it out. We're going to try to figure it out in a minute. The Gemara tries to figure it out here on Kuf Tezvav. So the Rashbam and Tosfos are of the opinion. What is Afikoman all about? What we call Afikoman, what is it all about? This manazeh, you want to have kadesh yehetam matzah defeat, because we had no longer have the korban pesach. So from the two mitzvahs that we do have, it's by far obvious and clear that the matzah is more choshev than the mor, because the mor is only the rabbonim is manazeh, and the matzah is the raisa. So you want to have kadesh yehetam matzah defeat. So the matzah you eat at the end. He only said the bracha at the beginning for this reason. Yeah. So according to them, all you need for sure is only one kazayis of the afikoman at the end. The shaila is the rush. Doesn't agree with the Tosfos with the Rashbam. The Rosh says that the idea of eating the afikoman at the end is zecher lePesach. The afikoman at the end, but really, when we said the bracha in the beginning, we really had a mind to be yotzei at that time. We had a mind to be yotzei with the first kazayis. So that's why, based on that, it's only Zechel HaMikdash. And now you can raise the question. If it's only Zechel HaMikdash, maybe you don't need a Kazayis at all. Maybe you don't even need a Kazayis without the Kohen at all. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they say, no, you do need a Kazayis. Why? So the Maharil says, since it's a Zechel HaPesach, and the Pesach needed a Kazayis,
you
got to do it the way they did it in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, in the Maharil, he adds on, you're supposed to have two kizaisim with afikoman. Mochomer. You have to have two kizaisim. Why? So the Maharil it says because the Zman HaMikdash used to eat two kizaisim of the Korban Pesach. So that's a chumer that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that they recommend you should even have two kizaisim. According to the Rashbam and Tosfos, there's no room for such a chumer at all. That wouldn't make sense at all to eat two kizaisim. It's not Zechel HaPesach. The Zechel HaPesach and the Zechel HaChagigah, there's a Shnei Tavshivim that is sitting on the plate. You don't have to eat them. You just have them, and you have your Zechel HaPesach and the Zechel HaChagigah. And now, if you come in at the end, according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, is the Ikar Mitzvah Matzah. All along, you had in mind when you were eating all the matzah, Kavana Shalolah, say, with the mitzvah. You only want to be ate at the end. Then we eat, when you eat at the end, so you have your Kazayis matzah, and your Yaitzah.
According to the Rashbam and Tosfos,
that's what the Rush points out. The Rush says, what's going on? That's what leads the Rush to disagree with the Rashi and Tosfos, with the Rashbam and Tosfos. He says, if the Ikar Mitzvah Matzah is at the end, and then the Gemara, and the Gemara says that L'chatchila there is a Seder, that's why we call it a Seder. There is a Din L'chatchila, like on Avodas Yom Kippurim, there's a Seder, on Pesach night there's also a Seder. Part is a Seder in Atar, and part is a Seder in the Rabbana. When Atar, there are no Abakosis. So what's the Seder? So the Seder, the Lechatchila Seder, the rice is to eat first matzah, and then to eat more. That's the Rashbam points that out on Kuf Yudalad of the base. So the Pasuk says, Al Matzah, Umrori, Nechlu, so the Mashmah only says you have to eat first the Matzah, and then you eat the more. If you eat the Yevet in the wrong order, you would be Yotzeh, but the Rashbam holds that that's a Seda Lachatchila Derais. And then called the Tikkun Rabbanan came Derais at Tikkun. Once there's a Seda Derais, how to arrange different mitzvahs. So the Rabbanan, they made a whole Seda. You gotta have Arbekaisis, and this, why can't you say Ashev Yalona first? I understand you can't say the benching before you ate the meal. Nicha. Why can't you say the bench in the fourth case, and the third case will be the halal and so on? No, there's a seder midrabbanan. They made a whole seder. You have to dafke do like this, and you have. Why can't you say Ashev Yalona first and Kiddush second? No, this is the seder that the Chachamim made. That's a called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there. I said Tikkun on the level of the Raisa, there is a seder. So that's what the Rosh has the taina against the Rashbam. If the Rashbam and Tosfos are right, that the matzah all along you had in mind kavanah shelo lachtis, and only the matzah to eat at the end of the meal, that's when you have kavanah to be yotzeh. So then after that you should have the maror, because there's a seder lachatzila derais at that first the matzah, and then the maror. So he says nobody has that the rush time. Nobody has that nachbois. If you have the matzah and the maror and the korach at the end of the meal, nishgehat kavanah. Everybody has in the beginning of the meal. So he says it's araya that it's not correct. It's right when you eat the matzah in the beginning of the meal, you have in mind to be yotzeh in the mitzvah matzah. And then at the end of the meal, you eat afikayman as a zechel according to Pesach. But it's not that that's the ikam mitzvah's mouth. So here the Gemara has a discussion on this machloikis Hillel and the Chachamim, that Hillel insists you only eat if you eat the matzah in the morer together with the korban Pesach. That's the pashup shot. You have to eat the matzah in the morer together with the korban Pesach. And the Chachamim insists, no, you have to eat a davke separately. The Rambam Paschal is like the third sheet in the Gemara. That you have an option. You can either eat all together or separately. The Rambam happens parenthetically. The Rambam happens to have another unique sheet over here. The Rambam holds that Hillel never said that you eat Pesach matzah u'maror together. He holds you only eat the matzah and the maror together. The Pesach you always eat separately. In fact, the Rambam sheet is that you matzil everything into haraisis. The Rambam writes that you, when you have karpas, you dip the karpas into haraisis. Tosfos quotes such a suggestion, they say that it's ridiculous. No, Tosfos says you dip the karpas into salt water or into vinegar. But the Rambam says no, that you dip the karpas into haraisis. Then the Rambam writes that you dip the matzah into haraisis. Then he says you dip the mor into haraisis. That's the kasha. It says halayla zeh shtei pamim. What kind of a shtei pamim? If the Rambam writes, you have to dip three times. You have to dip the karpas into haraisis, and you have to dip the matz into haraisis. The writer says he never heard of such a thing, dipping matz into haraisis. Where does it say anywhere? But that's what the Rambam writes. And you have to dip. The Rambam holds that all mitzvahs achilo, leil pesach, you have to dip into haraisis, except for the korban pesach. The korban pesach doesn't write that you dip into haraisis. Why? Apparently the Rambam thinks that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten independently, separately. You're not allowed to eat it together with anything else. So that's why the Rambam had a different gears in the Gemara. The Kacho Yoyse Hillel, Hillel used to eat the matzah and the morah together. Even though the whole purpose of Hillel's Kairach was to demonstrate that you're eating the matzah and the morah at Hachshevah the Pischof, these enhance the mitzvah Sachilah's Korban Pesach. Makes it into a mitzvah more Bishlei Musa. Nonetheless, the Rambam holds that you accomplish this not by eating all three together, the Pesach, Matzah, Umar, no. You just eat the Matzah and the Umar together and you eat the Korban Pesach separately. Just like he says, you don't do any Matbilim on the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach has to be eaten separately. So too, the Matzah and the Umar were never eaten together. So that's what the Rambam happens to hold. He said what we said before. If you eat them, the Rambam Paschim is you have an option, like the third sheet in Tanoi. You can either eat together, you can eat separately. So the Rambam says, if you eat it together, you're only going to eat the matzah and the maror together. So if you eat it together, then you'll say, Abrocha Shekidashana Bimitzosim Shivano, Alachilas Matzah Sumerorit. You'll say a separate brocha on the Bistara Pesach, Shekidashana Bimitzosim Shivano, Alachilas HaPesach. And then you say one brocha, Alachilas Matzah Sumerorit. If you eat it separately, then you say a separate bracha on the Pesach, separate bracha on the Matzah, separate bracha on the Mor. That's what the Rambam read the Gemara. Right. Right. The Rav pointed out that why does Hillel learn it up in Pesach Sheni? Because on Pesach Sheni, for sure, there's no mitzvah matzah bifnei atzmo. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. There's only a mitzvah to eat korban Pesach, and the matzah and the maror is clearly hechsher the tisra. It's only hechsher the tisra. On Pesach Rishon, you can say that matzah is a double kiyum. Maybe you'll even say that maror is a double kiyum, according to Tesis Shita. Maror bizman hamikdash is a double kiyum. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and it's also hechsher the tisra. But on Pesach Sheni, you can't say that there's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Nobody else in the whole wide world is eating matzah and maror. So it's only those people who are eating Korban Pesach, they're the only ones in the world who are eating Matzah and the Morah. And Pesach Sheni says, the Matzah and the Morah is only B'teres Achsher with the Tisra. But that's what Hillel learns out from the Pasuk, Dafkin Bahaloyscha, that speaks of Matzah and Morah not as an independent mitzvah, but only as Achsher with the Tisra. So that Achsher with the Tisra should be fulfilled by eating it Dafke together, by eating it B'kricha Achar. That's how the Pasuk Pshat in Hillel. And the Rambam Paskins, like the third sheet in the Gemara, that it's optional. If you want, you can eat it together. If you want, you can eat it separately. Yeah. So the Gemara says, how are we supposed to do bizman hazeh? The Gemara has on the first wide line on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, halacha l'maaseh, the bottom line, how are we supposed to act? Should you eat the matzah and the maror together like Hillel insists, or should you eat them separately like the Chachamim insists, Zavke? So the Gemara says, Hashta delete mehilchus, loike hilel, loike rabbona. Now we don't have a clear cut psak. Usually the psak is, yochid v'rab malachik rab. The Gemara says, here we don't have a clear cut psak. Maybe the din should be like hilel. So the Gemara says, so we want to do both in order to be yotzi or l'shita. So how are you going to do both? How are you going to do both?
Which we do first.
So the Tosfos says like this. Advar, the Gemara, Tosfos explains in the Gemara. Advar harshus, for sure is mevatel advar mitzvah. If you're going to eat matzah with a heavy layer of jam, just have a tiny little bit of jam, that's not mevatel anything. But if you have to eat the matzah together with a lot of jam, then also advar harshus is mevatel advar mitzvah, and everybody would agree that you're not yotzei. The only time it's machlekes hilul and hachamim is where the mitzvah is mevatel zuzu. So maybe the Gemara says, what if you're going to eat two things together? One is derais and one is only a mitzvah sachila derabbanan. Mara bizman hazeh is only derabbanan. Matzah bizman hazeh, we paskin is derais. So if you're going to eat the matzah and the mara together, the way Hillel says, Hillel only said that Hillel lived 100 years before the Churban Habayis. Of course Hillel made sense then. The matzah and the mara are both derais, so he holds mitzvahs are not mevatel zuzu. They're not in competition with each other. But Bizman has said that the Mora is only the Rabbanon in comparison with the Matzah, which is the right, and the Mora is like a Dvar Hoshur. So if you're going to eat today, if you'll do like Hillel, and you'll eat the Matzah and the Mora together, for sure you won't be, I'd say, the Matzah. Osi Mora, the Rabbanon, Omevatla Matzah, that's the right. Like Osi Dvar Hoshur, Omevatla Dvar Mitzvah. So even Hillel would agree. Even Hillel would agree that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, the rice of matzah, you must eat the matzah separately. Alright, so first you'll eat the matzah separately, and then you'll eat the matzah and the morah together. Huh? Then you'll eat the matzah and the morah together. But if you hold, the Gemara says, but if the din is like the Chachamim hold that you have to eat everything separately. So if they hold, even when everything is on the same level, even if they're both there, even if they're both there, Rabbanon, the Chachamim hold the mitzvah some of Atla Zuzu. So this would not solve the problem. If you're going to first eat the matzah separately, there'll be actually the matzah on the level of the rice. If then you want to eat the morah, which is the Rabbanon, but Hillel says you have to eat it together with matzah. So that matzah that you're eating together with the morah is not... is
like Abba the morah. No,
it's not a reshus. According to Hillel, you got to have the matzah in order to enhance the mitzvah. You want to have everything together. So according to Hillel, it would be okay. They're both the Rabbanon. The Marah Bizman says the Rabbanon, and the matzah that eat together with it is also the Rabbanon. Find the in order to enhance that Marah. That would have been fine. But if you all like the Chachamim of Hillel, the Chachamim say whenever you have two mitzvahs, even if they're both on the same level, they're also mevatel zuzu. So then according to the Chachamim, you're not yet to anything. So the Gemara says, Belez Breire, if you want to satisfy both, Hashta Deleit Milchus Aloy Kehilo, Veloy Kechachamim, Veloy Kerabbanon. So you have to eat three times. You have to eat first the matzah, then you eat the morah, and then you eat the kricha, in order to satisfy the both opinions. That's how the Gemara comes to the conclusion. But it should come out of Chiddush, let's say a person is eating truma, a kohen is eating. Gemara doesn't discuss it. This is the only sugi where they discuss mitzvahs mevatel zuazu, asi dvar shus, mevatel dvar mitzvah. Let's say a kohen has flour. A kohen is given a bushel of grain and he makes flour out of it and he bakes bread. And he wants to make a tuna fish sandwich. He has truma dike bread on top, truma dike bread on bottom, and he has this vacha dike tuna fish in the middle. So l'char, based on this gemara, you ought to say asi dvar harshus or mevatel dvar mitzvah. Did everybody really agree that that's not proper? Or let's say you have ma'isa sheni. Let's say you have an asata kesh ba'bakar ba'tzona ba'yayin ma'sheich. You come to Yerushalayim with all your fruits and your vegetables. Or you would pay to the ma'isa sheni on the money, and you bring the money and you buy whatever you want in Yerushalayim. So you're not allowed to eat whatever has kedushas ma'isa sheni on it, either the original Paris ma'isa sheni or the lakuach, whatever you bought with the Morris ma'isa sheni. You shouldn't be allowed to eat that together with a dvar harshus, because the Gemara says here, osi dvar harshus, everybody would agree. Bein lehil or bein lehachamim, everybody's maskin, osi dvar harshus and mevatel dvar mitzvah. The only time they have a dispute is when you have two things that are both mitzvahs on the same level, they're both mitzvahs deraisa, they're both mitzvahs derabanan. So then it's a dispute between Hillel and the Chachamim. Whenever one is an Achilas Mitzvah, one is an Achilas Rishus, then it sounds like they all agree that Asi Dvar Rishus and Mabatul Dvar Mitzvah, they would all agree that you're not allowed to do that. So that's Bemis Achidish. It never says it explicitly in any other Gemara like that, that when you eat Kotshim, when you eat Ma'isa Sheni, that you have to eat it together. Adarabba, the Gemaras that sound as if they say that you may eat together.
Yeah.
If you have kotchim, it is not enough. So eat it with bread of chulin. You have to say means no. You first eat the bread of chulin,
and then eat
the kotchim later. But not that you eat a taka sandwich. We used to eating sandwiches. So we read the Gemara, we get the impression, no, you take a slice of kotchim, and you put it in between the two slices of bread. So according to this Gemara, therefore you have to understand the other Gemara's welcome differently. First you eat a little bread to fill yourself up. You shouldn't eat the kotchim like you're starving. It's not the kovadik away. The Gemara says you have to eat it v'mashcha l'gdula g'der sh'ham lochem lochem. You have to eat it in a kovadik fashion. So the Gemara says if you have just a little slice of flesh of kotchim, how can you eat the kovadik? The Gemara says you fill yourself up, enhance it by eating some bread, along bread of chulin. So the Chorek coins to this Gemara means first you eat the bread, and then you eat the flesh as a dessert. Or you eat first the flesh, then you eat the bread. But you don't eat it v'vasachas. I'm not familiar with the Shagasar, but the way the Gemara says here, I don't think so. The way Tesis interprets the Gemara. Tesis interprets the whole Gemara, that Osi Dvar Harshus, or Mevatel Dvar Mitzvah. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara here.
When the Kohanim ate the Korbanos,
yeah.
they also put on all kinds of spices and stuff like that when they ate them, no? It
may taste good.
Right, no. The taste says a little bit is not a problem. The only time you say Ossi something in the bottle, the flavor of the other thing, if you have a major, you just have a slight amount, then it's not considered in competition.
And by Shani, the Master Shani, you can't eat that with the regular, with other stuff. You have to keep that separately.
Lokari, that's what it sounds like.
But
that's what it seems from this Gemara.
Once you change it into the money and you change it back and forth, it's not really what you do and stuff like that. It gives you the permission.
But once I take the money has kedusha as ma'isa sheni. I buy food with it. So that food, because the lakuach, the kesef of ma'isa sheni, is now endowed with the kedusha as ma'isa sheni. And that has the mitzvah sachila. So I can eat. Let's say I'll buy a whole meal with kesef of ma'isa sheni. So everything is ma'isa sheni. The flesh, with the vegetables, with the dessert, everything, it's all the same delicious ma'isa sheni.
But you buy it regularly on the street. You buy whatever's on the market.
Okay.
Right?
But whatever I buy with the money, a ma'isa sheni will all be endowed. The dessert, with the wine, with the everything will be endowed. But if I buy a meal which will have a delicious ma'isa sheni, and then I'll eat something else which won't have delicious ma'isa sheni, so those two, we're not allowed to eat together. That's what it sounds like from this Gemara. Unless you should say that the whole topic is only in Korban Pesach, Mechet Teitzah. It doesn't appear so. It sounds like it's a general principle. That Achille...
Mm-hmm.
The taste?
I don't think the taste is crucial over here. I don't think it has to do with the taste. I think it means that achila is an activity that non-Jews also do, that behemoths also do. And when the Torah is mechayev us to do a mitzvah achila, so we have to do that achila separately, that it should be labeled as a ma'isa mitzvah. Otherwise, it's a ma'isa like behemoths also eat. So if you're going to eat the achilas mitzvah together with an achila sorshus, that kills the whole status of achila shal mitzvah. It's a natural activity that all Balei Chaim do. So you have to have the achila separately. And if you have two achilas mitzvah together, so that's the machlokes ha'tanaim, where the mitzvahs are in competition with each other or not. Anyway, these are the three major mitzvahs on Pesach night. The Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror. There's another major mitzvah of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim that the Haggadah quotes from the Mechilta. We learn after the Pasuk, V'abizel lo'e Matzah v'b'sho sheish Matzah Maror v'nochem l'fanecha, that you only have the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim if you have something there. So that's the Shadal Esed Bizman is that we don't have any Korban Pesach. So, and Maror is only the Rabbanim. So on the level of the Raisa, even though we have Maror, it doesn't count. There is no Maror. So do you have really matzah or not? So the Gemara says there's a machlokes amaroyim. That's on kuftes zayin on the base, and on kuf chof on an aleph. There's a machlokes amaroyim. Maybe matzah bezmanazeh is also only the rabbanon. So the Gemara says on kuftes zayin on the base, if one is convinced that matzah bezmanazeh is only the rabbanon, so then there's no mitzvah of CPCS Mitzrayim and Atari either, because you can only fulfill the mitzvah of the Gadat of Adincha, Babu is there. You have to have some mitzvah deraita to say Babu is there. So Bizman is there, that is no Korban Pesach to speak of at all. The Morer is only existing Midirabbanon. So if the whole mitzvah of Matzah is only Midirabbanon, the Gemara says the whole CPCS Mitzrayim is only Midirabbanon. That's what the Gemara tells the story on Kuf Tezvav, on Kuf Tezayin, on the days. The Gemara first starts off and says that as soon as Patam Eloi Mahagoda, a blind person is not Chayv Min HaTorah to recite the Haggadah, because it says Babu is there. Zeh, and Zeh sounds like something that you can see. Zeh Kelim and Zeh, right? Whenever it says Zeh Yitzin Kolay Ve'ab Kudim, Zeh Lachem HaTomei, so the Gemara has a Menachas, a whole sugya. Whenever it says Zeh, something you can see and you can point to. So since it says over here, Baba is there, so you have to be able to see it and to point to it and to talk about it. That's why we have the minute that we say, Matzah Zu Shanach Mashamah, you pick up the matzah. Morazah Shanach Mashamah, you pick it up. Yeah. So here it says, Baba is there, La Matzah, B'shoshesh Matzah, Menachem L'Fanach, you can see it and you can point to it. So the Gemara says, the person who's a Sumer is not Chayv Min HaTorah Loi Mahagoda. Correct, the Gemara Akasha, but Rabbi Yosef was a Sagi Nohor, he was blind. And Rav Sheshes was also a Saginar, he was blind. And in their yeshiva, they didn't know how to say the whole Haggadah Baal Peh. It's very hard. They didn't have printed Haggadahs. This probably was at the time that the Torah Baal Peh was forbidden to be written down. Like the Siddur, the Baal Amor writes in Rosh Hashanah that they didn't write down the Siddur. The Gemara says that the Siddur is the text of the Tefillah, is also a chelik of the Torah Baal Peh, the Nusach HaTefillah. And the Gemara says in Shabbos that it was prohibited to write down the Torah Shabbat there. And the later generations, they were matir. So the Baal Amor writes, in his days, when he was a young child, they still didn't have machzorim printed, because everybody had a daven Baal Peh. The Yisur of Torah Shabbat there, being written down b'ksav, was still betotfah. So here the Gemara seems to say also, they didn't have any Maxwell House Haggadahs. They didn't have Haggadahs. One person used to say the whole Haggadah Baal Peh from the beginning to the end, and he was much to everybody else, based on Shamei Koina. So we have a klal, whenever you have a Baal Takeh, as much as everybody else, whenever you have a Baal Kore, someone's reading Mikra Megillah, so the Mishnah says the Baal Kore who's reading the Megillah can't be a Cheir Shoyt of the Kotten, Mishayne Mechuyi Badovar, any Moti Yasirab and Yidechavasim. The Baal Takeh can't be an Eved, an Isha, an Akum, even though he's the best Baal Takeh, the super is the best Baal Takeh, and Nachri is not Mechuyi even Tkiyah Shoyt, and Mishayne Mechuyi Badovar, any Moti Yasirab and Yidechavasim. So the Gemara effect, Ashayla, how can Rabbi Yosef recite the Haggadah in his yeshiva? And Rabbi Sheshes recited the Haggadah in his yeshiva, but they were both blind, and then Atchayim and Atzer and Haggadah, and the other people, the listeners, were not blind, so they were Mechidim in CPC from time and Atzer. How can he be Moisi them? Maximum you can say that his chiv is Midirabbanan, the Summa. This is right. And a few places, maybe even though the Summa is Pata from Sermit, is Midirabbanan, the Summa he's Mechidim. So the tumah maximum you can say is only mechuyev the rabbanon and sipitis and such. But all the listeners, all the students in the yeshiva who are listening to Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, recite our God of them, mechuyev min haTorah in the sipitis and such. How can he be mighty then? What's going on? So to this, the Gemara answers, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, but of the opinion that matzah b'zman hazeh is only the rabbanon. So you have no korban pesach at all. And the matzah and the mara don't exist on the level of the raisa either, so you don't have any babas there. So if you don't have any babas there, so no one is mechuyev in sipitis and simon atzeret. So everybody's knocked down to the level of the rabbanon. The sumah is mechuyev only with the rabbanon, and the other people, the listeners, are also only with the rabbanon. But halacha lemaisa, the gemara concludes, we don't paskin like that. We paskin that matzah b'zman hazeh is the raisa, so therefore there is a babas there. There is a, if you have a matzah, say mechuyev to recite. And a sumah is not chay min haTorah. So the sumah should not be the one to be motzi acher with the chayvosim. Tosis raises the kasha Megillah and they say that's okay. They ask that kasha. They say, how can a cotton, even a cotton shehigi alechinoch, we wouldn't permit him to be the balkari, to be motzi everybody else. I've been mikra Megillah to begin with, is only the rabbanon. So mimanim shach the cotton mid the rabbanon shehigil achinah the cotton is mechuyev the mikra megillah and the gedolim the listeners it's all the same level. So Tosfos says no, the cotton is only mechuyev based on a trade the rabbanon the combination of chinuch plus mikra megillah and the listeners are mechuyev achad the rabbanon and a trade the rabbanon is a lower level chinuch. So then Tosfos says so what about the suma? The suma is only a double the rabbanon. So they say no, a suma is better. Suma is a higher level the rabbanon. A cotton is a lower level the rabbanon. Suma is a higher level the rabbanon. Yeah, some families they have a practice that the grandfather doesn't know the Haggadah Baal Peh, but the grandfather says the Kiddush to be mighty everybody else. Usually Kiddush, you don't have everybody, most people don't have everybody say Kiddush. You have one person say Kiddush and everybody's Yotze. So the Kiddush on Pesach night is a little different from Kiddush all year long. The Kiddush is the beginning of the Sipitis Mitzrayim. The Chachamim were mistaken that we should fulfill Sipitis Mitzrayim. I'll say to our brachas, so you have to have the Kiddush and the Asher Galonu and the Bichas Hamazin and the Bichas Hashir, everything together is considered the Haggadah. So let's say the old grandfather who has the Chazakah for the last 70 years, he says the Kiddush, but now if he's a Sumer, so fine, he's Mechuyev in Kiddush, but he's Mechuyev, the Torah, Sipit, Tzitzit, is only Mechuyev with the Rabbanah. So Lechera, that'll pose the problem. He can't be Mitzi the others who are able to see. And then Mechuyev and Sipitis Mitzrayim in HaTorah. So that's a shaila. Unless you say like this, the whole halacha that the Kiddush constitutes a chelik of the Sipitis Mitzrayim, that itself is only with the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, the listener, everybody can be Yotzi Sipitis Mitzrayim by saying Avodim Hayinu, by saying Mitzchila Abdi Avodim Zohar Hayi Abbasenu. You say the Langa Haggadah. The requirement that the Kiddush should be a chelik of the Sipit Tzis Mitzrayim. That's not Minatar. That's only the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, you don't need Dafkis to fulfill like that. So maybe, the Gemara says, on the level of the Rabbanon, the Sum is Mechuyev. So it can be Moitzi the others Dechlos. Maybe it's not so bad.
I think you can probably differentiate between a Sumo that has never seen
Nonetheless, the Gemara seems to say that they're only chayv mid the rabbanon, that they're not chayv mid haTorah. The Mishnah Megillah makes that chilek, whether the person was once able to see or he was never able to see, he was born blind. Yeah, but benegeya to this, the lechera doesn't make a difference. Anyway, these are the four mitzvahs. These are the four main mitzvahs mid haTorah: Pesach, Matzah, Marah, and the Sipit Tzias Mitzrayim. These are the main four mitzvahs mid haTorah. There's another mitzvah min haTorah that's extremely difficult to fulfill. The Mishnah has the Chol Dovador Chayv Aram Liras Hasatzmo Kilu Hu Yotam in Mitzrayim. That's the Mishnah Kuf Tezayin on Beis. That's an attitude to have. That's very, very difficult. That's perhaps the most difficult. That's an impossible mitzvah. With the Rabbanon, the Chachamim instituted a couple of more mitzvahs. Those are not so difficult to fulfill. The instituted the mitzvah of Arbikaisis and the instituted the mitzvah of Hasebim. Sabah Kaisis Tesis on the opening Mishnah and Abed Sochim has the two opinions. What's the nature of the din of Abed Kaisis? All year long when you say Kiddush Abdullah, you don't require that everybody should drink from the cup of Kiddush. Everybody has to drink from Abdullah, otherwise they're not Yaitz. Tesis has rise from the Gemara. So the Gemara says, even if you don't drink, yeah, you're also Yaitz. So what's on Pesach night is also like that, that you have to have Abed Kaisis. The father of the household who's reciting the Haggadah, so he'll say Kiddush and he'll drink. He'll say Asher Gialon and he'll drink. He'll say benching Allah Kos and one person will drink, like we always have. You bench Allah Yain and one person drinks. You don't have everybody who's benching is drinking the Kos. And he'll say the Liz Bracha, the Bichas Hashir, and he'll drink the Yain. Is that sufficient that one person says all the four brachas ala kos and he drinks it? Or do you insist that each and every person has to drink his own kos? So that's the Tesis has the 2 days. Now Velvala in his sefer on the Rambam and Rav Soloveitchik used to say over also the exact same thing. He said that his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, but Rav Velvala worked this out on one occasion in the middle of the First World War, that there was a scarcity of wine and there was a discussion about using Chamar Medina. The Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch that if you don't have wine, so you can use Chamar Medina for the Abakosis. The Rav Moshe and Rav Elvela worked out this idea, the gears of the Rif and the Rambam and the Gemara. The Gemara says regarding Abakosis that there are two different aspects of Abakosis, and sometimes it can be Yoy to A without being Yoy to B, and sometimes it can Yoy to B without being Yoy to A. So the Gemara says, L'mashal, if you have Yayin She'eino Mazuk, Shosan Chai, Chai means you didn't pour in any water and it tastes awful. The wine is too sharp and it doesn't taste pleasant. So the Rambam and the Rif have the gears in the Gemara. If you recited the whole Haggadah on wine that doesn't taste good, so the Gemara says you yaitze the chiyuv of arba kaisis, but you're not yaitze the chiyuv of cheres. What does that mean? You yaitze? And then the Gemara says, what if shasim of asachar? The fellow comes home and he says kiddush, and then he drinks the kos, then he fills it again, he drinks the second time, he fills it a third time, l'chaim, l'chaim. Then he fills it a fourth time, he drinks all the abakos is bizarre hazeh, but he doesn't say asher gyalon, it doesn't say benching alakos. So then the Rambam and the Rif have the girsa, you're yaitse mitzvah B and you're not yaitse mitzvah A. He says, you're yaitse the cheres and you're not yaitse the abakos. What does that mean? So Rav Moshe with Rav Elvela Soloveitchik both explained that what it means is, Tosis raised the question, what's the nature of the din of abakos? Is it the same as Kiddush and Abdullah? It's a bracha ala kos, like by a chasana, like by a bris, benching ala kos. You recite a bracha ala yayin. So here also, on Pesach night, the Chachamim said you should have four brachas ala yayin. So it's sufficient if one person drinks. You don't require that each and every person should drink. And if it's just a simple bracha ala kos, then even if it's awful, even if you're going to choke from it, it's also a bracha ala kos. You're good at bracha ala yayin, even though you don't enjoy it. Or should you say no, that this is a mitzvah, b'chol, the way the Rambam formulates it, b'chol davador, on the level of the rice of the din is b'chol davador chai varam lira, says atma, a person should put himself in that frame of mind, he should have that attitude, lira says atma, kilo yatim and mitzrayim. And on the level of the Rabbanon, the Chachamim instituted that b'chol davador chai varam, lahara says atma, he has to demonstrate that he just became a ben chorin. How does one demonstrate? He drinks a l'chaim. He has a toast and he drinks, and the Chacham says, four times l'chaim, he should drink arba kaisis. So that's how the Rambam and the Rif had the gears in the Gemara. If you're going to drink arba kaisis and you're going to choke on it, it doesn't taste good. So what kind of laharis kilu hu yatsim mitzrayim? He's showing what a knacker he is, how he's free and he's suffering. Yes. What kind of cheres is that? So it's only good to demonstrate cheres if the Rambam writes a lashon, if it's a shtiya areva. Is a very pleasant tasting wine if he enjoys it. Each person has a different taste, and each person should use that wine that he appreciates, that he enjoys. If it's going to be yayin chai, that you didn't do any mezigan, so he doesn't enjoy it. So then he'll be yoytze the bracha lakos, like Kiddush and Abdullah, benching, even if he doesn't enjoy the wine, but he won't be yoytze the mitzvah of cheres, of b'chol davadar chai v'anam laharis esatz mekilu hu yatsim mitzrayim. And the reverse, let's say he'll knock off the beginning of the meal, say Kiddush, drink again a second kos, third kos, fourth kos, he's yet to all the cases. So the Rambam and the Rif say on that case, Shosim Bavasacha is one after the other, and he did, so then he's yet to the Chiyuv of Maharis, Kilo Yatsim in the time, he's yet to the Mitzvah Cheres, but he's not yet to the Mitzvah of the four Brachas ala kos. We assume that they're both correct. It's both a Mitzvah of Brach ala Yayin, Brach ala kos, and there are four Brachas ala kos, the Kiddush ala kos, Asher Gialanu ala kos, and the Bichas Hamazon ala Yayin, and the Bichas Hashir ala Yayin. But in addition to being a bracha lakos, it's also a mitzvah shtiyas akos to demonstrate that he's now a ben choris. Tosis points out another nekuda. What's the difference halacha lamaisa, whether it's a mitzvah shtiyas akos or it's a bracha lakos? So Tosis says whenever you say kiddush and abdullah, so you run a yaitse if you take a sip. Hamavarach tor sheyitam. But you have to drink so much. If you have a big becher, you just take a sip. You drink a malay lugmav and dasa ginuk. So Tosis says, one Tosis says here, on Pesach night is also ginuk. If you take a malay lugmav, that's enough, despite the fact that it's not rov akos. So in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pasken like that. Shulchan Aruch says, if you just take malay lugmav each time, you'll only be yaitse the one aspect, the bracha lakot aspect, like kiddush and abdullah. But you won't be yaitse the other aspect of drinking l'chaim four times. You want to call David Archai Baram Maharis Asatma Kiluhu Yatsma Mitzan. He has to show that he's a ben chorin. How do you show you're a ben chorin? Not by saying brachas, by drinking l'chaim. So you have to drink a l'chaim ashtiya reva, a pleasant drink that appeals to your taste. And you have to drink either kolakot l'chatchila, or b'di'ebed rovakos. It quotes from the Bach that he holds l'chatchila, you should drink kolakos. And b'di'ebed, if you drink the rovakos, that would also be good. So that's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This whole Rambam and the Ribs gives in the Gemara that this takana de rabbanon, because this is not a din d'oraisa, because only takana de rabbanon. There are remozim and chumish that is based on one remez, another remez. The Rashbam quotes in the beginning of the Perek Avi Pesachim the various remozim, but it's clearly not a din d'oraisa, because this is only the rabbanon. So those are the two kiyumim that are discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a double kiyum. Of to demonstrate cheres, and also to recite the four brachas alakos. The mitzvah of hasebe is also only midirabbanan. Hasebe is not a din deraisa, and Rav Elvela points out that in hasebe there's also a fundamental machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. What is hasebe all about? The Rambam writes, and the Ramo quotes this, that l'chatchila mitzvah lohasiv kol asuda. The chatchila more correct is that the person should eat the whole suda beheseba. What is that all about? Why should he eat the whole suda beheseba? So the Rambam, that's the straight from the Rambam. So the Rambam apparently thinks that heseba is an independent mitzvah. That's how the Rambam writes. The chol davadar chayvadam liris esatzmo kili yotim in time. That's a mitzvah deraisa. And the takanas chachamim is the chol davadar chayvadam laharis esatzmo kili hut. Kiluhu ben chorin, kiluhu yatsim in Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says the way to fulfill the laharos is by doing two things, by drinking l'chaim four times. The one aspect of our b'kaisis is to demonstrate that you're a ben chorin, to drink l'chaim over four kaisis. And also number two is to eat beheseba. It's not that that's the more correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, that's the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of our b'kaisis. It has nothing to do with our b'kaisis and matzah. It's a way to demonstrate that you are a ben chorin. So the Rambam writes of a chatchila, you should be meisiv kol asuda. If you weren't meisiv kol asuda, you were only meisiv by the gezayis of matzah. So basically, that's the whole suda. You could have had the suda as Pesach, leil Pesach, without the flesh and without the soup and without the knedlach. You could have just had the matzah and the morah and abakosis. If you're not hungry yet. So b'di'evet, if you were meisiv doing the kezayis matzah, so does haste, you were meisiv the whole suda. According to the Rambam, that's Rav Elvel Adzan, it wouldn't make any sense at all to have a whole discussion. What's the din if the person ate the matzah b'li haseba, the person drank the abakosis b'li haseba, does he have to do it over or not? What is he going to gain by doing it over? He was ready yotze the matzah. What are you going to say? Why should he do it over again? He's yotze the mitzvah matzah, he's yotze the abakosis, he wasn't yotze the mitzvah haseba. What is he going to gain by doing over? He didn't do the Iker part of the Suda, he didn't do the Heseba. Tosis didn't think like that. Tosis never wrote that L'chatchila Yetiv Kol Asuda. Tosis holds that Heseba doesn't exist as a mitzvah b'sneyatma. It's not an independent mitzvah. Heseba is a din, the Chachamim were mistaken that the correct way to fulfill other cases is by drinking it the Heseba. The correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah is to eat the matzah beheseba. So that's why Tosis has the whole discussion here at Avi Pesach. What if he ate the matzah b'li haseba? Does he have to eat over or not? What if he drank the abakosis b'li haseba d'yazasta? Does he have to start drinking over or not? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes all of this from the Bali HaTosis, from the Rosh, about b'di'evit, what do you do? But according to the Rabbi Bala points out, according to the Rambam, he doesn't think there would be an issue b'chla, because a seib is b'chla. It's not a din and how to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah properly, nor is it a din how to fulfill the mitzvah of arbitrators properly. A seib is a separate mitzvah. You should be meisiv kol asuda. So if the person already finished eating the whole meal and he forgot, he didn't do a seib. So what is he going to do? It's a fasam. So he missed the mitzvah of a seib. He should eat some more. What should he eat some more? The main meal he ate for the Aseba, so fafa. So he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. In the Shulchan Aruch, when they discuss this topic, what do you do according to Tesis, you have a serious problem. The correct way to fulfill matzah is the Rabbonim. On the level of the Raisa, there's no need for Aseba. The correct way to fulfill matzah is to eat the matzah by Aseba. The correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Abikosis is the Aseba. So what do you do if you eat without a seder? So the Shulchan Aruch throws in the following consideration. The Rav Yoh has a shita that b'zman hazeh you don't need any haseder at all. Because a seder is supposed to demonstrate that you're such a tanaka, you're such a ben chorin, that you have the luxury of eating the haseder. And today it's a nuisance. Who wants to eat the haseder? We're so not used to it. It's annoying. So the Rav Yoh is of the opinion that b'zman hazeh b'chlal, it doesn't make any sense to require haseder. So even though we don't follow the Rav Yoh, we do require haseder, but b'di'evet, the Ramah quotes b'di'evet, the person already ate, so you want to be mechayevim, that he has to eat again, eat again a second time. That's what the Ramah says. So that he would say, you're not yaitzeh the apikoyman, you got to eat the apikoyman again. You want yaitzeh, you got to eat again. So that's what the Ramah passes. If you didn't bench yet, so eat the afikayim all over again. If you benched already, then you're going to tell a guy he has to wash again. If he ate afikayim and he didn't bench yet, that's still a chatchila. So tell him to eat another kazayis afikayim. Tell him to eat another two kazayis afikayim, whatever. Then say, but if he benched already, you're going to go tell a guy, go do everything all over, that's called b'di'evit. Then he talks about the arba kaisis. When is it called b'di'evit and when is it still called l'chatchila? So the Ramah says, the Mishnah says the third case and the fourth case, it's also lahaysif ala kais. You're not allowed to have, after the third case, after the first case, not allowed to have extra. Yeah. So if the fellow already had the third case and he drank it, shalai behasebe, you're only going to tell him he has to drink again because he wasn't yaitzei. So does the shame b'di'evit, does haste b'di'evit. You're really taking a stand there. You're saying you weren't yaitzei. Because if you were yaitzei, you're not allowed to drink a cup like you're going to say, wow, heavy artillery. You say you're not yaitzei, you got to drink again. So that's achshash from Moisif ala cases. So leave it the way it is. We're going to call that b'di'evit. As far as the first two cases, you're permitted to drink after the first case, in between the first and the second. You're permitted to drink in the middle of the meal, in between the second and the third. You can have as much wine as you want. So since Nishgat Ferbach, if he forgot and he drank the first or the second case, well, he said, but you tell him, drink again. There is a problem with the Rambam. The Gemara said beferish that the haseba is only needed by two out of the arba kaisis. You don't need haseba on all four. But the Gemara has a machloek is which two? Do you need haseba, the first two or the second two? So the Gemara says, hashta delet mehilchasa. We don't know whether to pass in the first or the second two. So let's require haseba on all four. That's the famous Rani Esther Kasha. Haseba is only with the Rabbanon. So if you're not sure, so why don't you say Safik the Rabbanon Lakula? So that's what the Iranians is. If you're going to say something to Abba Lakuba, so you do away with the whole Aseba, so you do nothing. When it comes to the first two cases, you say, Misafik, you don't need. It comes to the last two, you say, Misafik, you don't need, so you'll do away with the whole Aseba. So what are you going to pick arbitrarily? I'll say, oh, I choose the first two. I choose the second two. Misamcha, who gives you the right to choose? You can't choose arbitrarily. So whenever you have a Seka that Abba Lakuba, where it's going to be a tithe to the Sasri, how can you choose arbitrarily to be Makel over here and Machmer over there? You have to be Machmer somewhere. But since there's no guideline how to be Koveya, so the Ram says, Hatzanishkin Breire, so you got to do Haseba on both. So that's the Shaila. Bishleimel Lashitas HaTosfos, that Haseba is not a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Haseba has the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah, and Haseba has the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of arbitrarily. Do you have a right to say, a seba is the correct way to fulfill the first two cases. You can say seba is the more correct way to fulfill the second two cases. But according to the Rambam says a seba is not the correct way to fulfill anything. It's a din l'chatchila yesed kol asuda. So what did they chet on over here? Dafka the first two and dafka the second two. All right, I can understand. Well, you might say like this. The first two belong to the Suder. Mechatchila Yesod comes to the first two before you eat. After the benching, that's ready after the Suder. So you may say, Fakir. The third and the fourth is after the Suder. That relates to the Suder. The first two don't relate to the Suder. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Which two belong to the Suder and which two are separate. The Gemara talks about when do we consider as if we're in the beginning we're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the end we already left Mitzrayim. So do we have to demonstrate the Cheres when we're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim? And after you already finished the whole benching is Maida Hava Havi, we're already free men, we're already on our way, finished, we already left Mitzrayim, so you don't have to do any more demonstrations. Or do you say, no, how can he drink the Hesed if he didn't leave yet? He doesn't leave until after he drinks the coast of Asher Geolonim. So you only begin to show the Hesed on the 34th. So what kind of Lashonis are the Gemara talking about? They should have said, according to the Rambam's, in the Rambam's language, they should have said which two cases are part of the Suda, which two are not part. So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like Tesis, that the Takonas Chachamim, the Hesed is a topic, it's a Takona, how to fulfill Midrabbanan, how to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah, how to fulfill some of the mitzvahs of Abrikosis. But it's not a takana bifnei atma that you should eat the Hesedah. You should eat everything the Hesedah on Pesach night. So that's a problem. How's the Rambam going to deal with that Gemara?
Mm-hmm.
Look, these are the main mitzvahs on Pesach night. It's all the mitzvahs. The Pesach, Matzah, Mar, CPC, inside. Abrikosis, and then Hesedah. Should I have a question of Pesach and Pesach? A question of Pesach? Very good.
Yeah.